Thank you, Lord. I may not be where I want to be yet, but that doesn't mean I'm not making progress. That doesn't mean I'm going to leave my praising shoes at home. He's still worthy. Woo. He's still worthy. I don't always share this, but a couple of years ago, right after I'd been diagnosed, I had had my first round of chemo, and I had an hour before service was supposed to start, I was vomiting and due to the chemo, and I just knew I needed to be in church that day. You know, and sometimes we, you know, let a hangnail keep us from coming to church. But I just knew I needed to be in church that day. It wasn't just for me, it was to show my God. I don't care what the enemy throws at me. I don't care if you're taking me through this trial. I just want everybody in the world to know I'm still here. Can I tell you something? If you will just put an I'm still here on your heart, and you let the enemy and you let heaven know, boy, there's about to be a battle happen if you will just put an I'm still here in your spirit. See, the enemy tried to take out my family, but I'm still here. The enemy tried to take me out with sickness, but I'm still here. The enemy tried to take out the church, but I'm still here. Somebody put an I'm still here in your spirit. You're under my feet, Satan. You're under my feet, Satan. Hallelujah. So, it just so happened to be that it was our Christmas performance. And I was doing a song in the Christmas performance. And I came to church and I was sitting in the prayer room. And our worship director, she came over to me and she said, "You just look at me. If you're not feeling up to it when it comes time to do your song." I was playing the acoustic guitar and singing. And so she looked over me. She's like, "We'll come to your song. I'll just look at you. You tell me whether or not you can do your song." So it came time for my song. I was like, "Okay, Jesus, you got to help me." I threw up an hour ago. So I got up there and I felt about 50% in my strength in my body. But I just feel to tell somebody this. I didn't feel strong in my body, but by the time I hit the second verse, when I started singing the lyrics to that second verse, I felt 100% strength come into my body as I began to sing. And from that point on to the end of the service, I felt like I was myself again. Can I tell you what? If you will sacrifice for your God, there is no telling what He's going to do for you. If you'll say, "I'm still here, come what may. I don't care how the storm may look. I don't care what the trial may look like. I'm still here, Jesus." Woo! Said, "He'll make a way. When there seems to be no way, He'll make a way. He'll make your crooked places straight. He'll make a way. When there seems to be no way, He'll make a way." Said, "Won't He do it? Won't He do it?" Ha! Speak deliverance in this house right now. If you've got sickness in your body, the Lord has come to heal you. If you've got cancer in your body, the Lord wants to heal you. I don't care if it's in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, whatever you came with today, the Lord wants you to know He came to meet your need. And Somebody claim it. You're going to do it for me, Lord. All right, we got to keep moving because I feel like I got a word for us today. Today, I got to give thanks where thanks and honor is due. I'm so thankful for this leadership team, for the lenders. We have a monument. I was telling the youth group last night, we have a monument in my parents' front yard that looks just like the lenders. And so I don't know what my parents do with that. I don't know if there's a certain time each day that they go out in the yard. But we love the lenders and the Koreches, so thankful for them. And Brother Koretch is going to be with us in Missouri next week, so excited about that. So thankful to be with our youth team last night. What a tremendous service. Thank you. Youth, everything you did in that worship service. Friday night, everybody that put everything together. This is a great church to be a part of. We are blessed. Today, I want to talk to you on the subject, the sound of the church. Say it with me, the sound of the church. Pray with me right now. Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your anointing that's already in this place. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done through this choir and this praise team. Thank you for what you did in the offering. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your kingdom abundantly. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy. I pray that our ears would be open to hear and that our hearts would be open to receive what you have for us today, God. We don't want to leave this place the same, God. We believe you have a word for us. We don't want to leave without our healing. We don't want to leave without a touch from you. We don't want to leave without our answer being met. Jesus, we trust you. We love you. We believe in you, God. That's why we're here to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. In 2013, chatter and ridicule began rising all over Chinese social media about several visitors' absurd experience at a local Chinese zoo. Visitors would bring their families to the zoo with a certain expectation only to leave upset. Families' experience at the zoo would be fine until they would come up to the wolf enclosure. Show that next slide of the wolf. Now, everybody knows what a wolf looks like. But instead of a wolf, the zoo had placed this, a dog, that looked like a wolf. That looks pretty close, doesn't it? I mean, honestly, if I didn't know better, I'd think that was probably a wolf. Visitors probably would have forgiven this small stunt until they came up to the leopard enclosure. Now, keep in mind, the leopard can run 36 miles per hour, is usually between 60 and 70 pounds, and has spots. Everybody knows what a leopard looks like. But upon your visit to this zoo, you would notice that the leopard had been replaced with a white fox. It's the next image on the screen. And if you look at the white fox, you'll be able to see that it does not have spots. In fact, it's a very small animal. And when you look at the white fox, it wouldn't even compare to the leopard. And maybe you could forgive them for the dog in the wolf cage and the fox in the leopard cage, but wait, there's more. Finally, visitors would come upon the exhibit marked African lion. Now, keep in mind, the male lion weighs about 400 pounds, is a cat, and has a mane. Everybody knows what the African lion looks like. Any kids in the house today? Can I hear your roar, your lion roar right now? 1, 2, 3, roar! Oh, that was so weak. Let's do it again. Adults, you can help if you want to. 1, 2, 3, roar! Oh, man, that was fantastic. All right. Man, you kids, y'all have got some good roars. But upon coming to this enclosure, evidently this zoo had replaced their lion with a Tibetan Mastiff, a very large very hairy breed of dog. Now, maybe the wolf, okay. This is definitely a dog. And they tried to make it look kind of like a lion by having that mane on it and everything. But when they walked up to this lion began to bark. And the head of the park's animal department told CNN that the animals had been substituted for various reasons and would be back in their rightful place soon. The dog was placed in the lion's cage temporarily due to safety concerns, also known as budget cuts. Looked like a lion, sounded like a dog. Looked like a lion, sounded like a dog. Now my two boys, which are not able to be here with me today, and I totally missed everything there, but my wife and my kids are like right across the street in the apartment, and they can't be here today because Kingston and Davis, my five-year-old and my three-year-old, have had fever throughout the last couple of days, and they're snotty-nosed, and you don't want them around your kids, so we just made sure that they were, taken care of on Tylenol and Motrin. And enjoying some donuts by Aunt Stephanie this morning, which my sister's here with me today, and I'm so thankful that she drove the hour and a half to come and hear her brother preach. That means a lot. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here. But my two boys, when they're feeling right, when they're feeling good, they like to dress up. And they dress up as superheroes and characters, and they wear masks, and they put on costumes. People that they long to be and wish they were, but honestly, they really aren't. At the end of the day, my son is not a superhero. At the end of the day, my Davis is not Iron Man or Captain America. But heaven forbid that that ever happens to the church. That we play the part of the church. That we're kind to people, but upon inspection, our candlestick is found flameless. Can you imagine being a young Philistine soldier the day that they are finally going to capture Samson? You are one of the few that are chosen to be there when they take away the one and the only Samson. You've heard all the stories. You've heard the reports. You've seen the injuries of the man that came back from battle by this one named Samson. He's become a legend in the Philistine camp almost as much as he has been in the Hebrew camp. And even if he were to escape the Philistines' grasp today, it would be fantastic just to see the man who has put fear in the hearts of their nation. So you gather with the rest of the Philistine militia in the back of Delilah's house, waiting for the signal to move in. Sweat begins to form on your brow as you anticipate the moment that is about to come. Finally, Delilah gives the signal out the window, and your team begins to move quietly into the house. Finally, you see him, the one, the only, the defender of the Hebrews, Samson. You perspire a little more as the general gives Delilah the signal. The Philistines are upon you, Samson. Time to move in. You grab Samson by his arm, but this time it seems to be all wrong. It's too easy. This can't be the one whose name has been chanted from the mountaintops and from the valleys of the Hebrew nation. And as you take Samson away in shackles and in chains, you're a little disappointed. Because this hero, this lion, ended up having the bark of a dog. How sad when a beacon of hope turns out to be a faded ember. How sad when a symbol of light, as Jesus phrased, is a whitewashed tomb, which appears beautiful on the outside, but is full of dead bones within. That's exactly what John was writing about in the book of Revelation to the church in Sardis. John was evidently having a vision, and God had told John to relay God's message to seven churches. And the church in Sardis is one of the last that he writes to. Revelations 3 and 1, it's on the screen. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works." Everybody say, "I know your works." Say, "I know you." "That you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead." Here's what John was telling the church in Sardis that day that he penned these words. "You look like a lion, but you sound like a dog." Somebody hear me today. Heaven forbid that we look like the church. But we don't sound like the church. Heaven forbid the day that we would ever come into this sanctuary and we can't feel what we just felt as that choir began to sing so beautifully. Heaven forbid if we ever come into those doors and we can't feel an ounce of God in the hands we shake them and the hugs we give them. But when you really get down to the nitty gritty, do we sound like the church? Oh Lord, I want to look. I want to look like a burning bright flame for you. But when the inspection time comes, and when you come and judge us, when you come and look at what we're doing, God, I don't want to just look the part, God. I don't want to just know the lyrics because they're put on a screen. When I come into worship service, I want them to know beside me, behind me, in front of me. I don't want to just look like the church. I want to sound like the church. I don't just want to look the part. I really want God with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my strength. Honey, you may have come to just sing a couple songs, but I came to praise his name. That's why I brought my dancing shoes with me today. That's why I brought my voice with me today, so I could lift my voice. That's why I brought my needs today, because I know they're going to be met. Because I want to sound like the church. Somebody hear me. If the church won't be faithful to his presence, who will? If the church won't worship God, who will? If the church won't be holy and pure before him, who will? If the church won't bring everything that they are, 100%, not 90, not 89, not 93, but 100% of ourselves. When you come into this church, let me tell you something, you're in an apostolic church, honey. And when we come to worship, we came to worship the name of the Lord with our mouth, with our hands, with our feet, everything that hath breath. Praise the Lord. I wonder if you would let hell know what the church sounds like right now. Would you lift up your voice? Lift up your hands. Make a joyful noise. Come on, that's pretty. 10 seconds, we got by. I wonder if we could take it to 20 seconds. Anybody want to sound like the church? Hallelujah.
see what God does in your life. You start sounding like the church. You start being the church. You start lifting your voice and you watch God do a miracle. You may be seated. Now, I've been to churches. You've been to them too. Where you come in the entrance, everything is pristine, and I'm all about excellence. We need to be excellent in everything we do. Everybody needs to feel welcome. It needs to feel like you're part of a family. That's what happens when you come to Heaven View. There's excellence. Everybody's practicing to make sure we sound good for church service, and that's wonderful, and that's scriptural. But I've been places where when you come in the front door, everything was pristine. Beautiful grounds. Come in the door, you're greeted with the biggest smile. Take your kids to the nursery, you're greeted with the biggest smile. Then you get into the service and you can't feel anything. And they look like the church. But once you got into an atmosphere like this, it felt dead. Anybody ever been to one of them churches? And God, I'm praying for those churches too, because I want them all to be saved and I want them to have a move of God like never before. I want them to realize the revelation of salvation. I want all that to happen. But you hear me, honey. As for me and my house, I want to come to a church where we're not just passing out lunches. I want to come to a church where every time I enter His gates, somebody's lifting up a voice. Every time you enter through those doors and they begin to sing, oh, a chill comes down your back, because you know the presence of the Lord is in this place. Anybody know what I'm talking about in this place today? I'm so excited I go to a church where we don't just look the part, but we sound like the church. Can't get past the book of Acts. And you can say all you want to, but that healing stuff is in the Bible still. And if you don't come to a church where you don't feel like you can be made whole, and you don't feel like your cancer can be redeemed and taken away, then you're going to the wrong church, honey. But I came to tell you, you're in the right place today, because it doesn't just look like a church today. We sound like the lion. We don't just look like him. We sound like him. And if you need healing in your body, it's here today. Miracles, signs, and wonders. You'll find it when you find the sound of the church. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Woo! It's the sound of the church. Sometimes it's just utterings you can't even understand, but that's the sound of the church. Sometimes it's an elder just praying and groaning in the corner in intercession, but that's the sound of the church. We need that voice in the church. We need our elders praying in the church. We need to hear the sound of the church. We need to hear our young people praying at prayer time. We need to hear the younger generation lifting up the sound of the church. It's not just for 40 and up. It's for 20. It's for 15. It's for 12. It's for 10. I want to hear all of our teenagers lift up a voice right now. If you're a teenager in this place, I wish you would lift up your voice. Hallelujah. Now I wonder if I could hear all of our gentlemen right now, all of our men in the audience, would you lift up your voice? Come on, that's the sound of the church right now. Men that are true worshipers in spirit and in truth. Come on, lift up your voice, gentlemen. Take some battles by hand. Take some victories right now. That's the sound of the church. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're not strong when you worship men. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're less than when you worship and lift up your voice. We need men in the church that are willing to worship. Doesn't matter what it sounds like. Doesn't matter if you get a little off key. Just as long as you're Jesus, I love you, Lord. We gotta hear the sound of the church. Now, this room, would you begin to lift up a shout before the Lord right now? I know we've got some intercessors in this house. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, ladies, lift up your voice. We need to hear that sound. Yes! Yeah! Now, everybody in this room, would you lift up your voice and let the enemy in heaven know what the church sounds like? That's it. I didn't just come to play church. I didn't just come to do the motions. I came to lift up the Most High God. I came to make a joyful noise. I came to be a part of the sound. You may be seated. You want to know why you go to a lot of postmodern churches and you can't feel anything? Let's make it straight right now. And believe I'm praying for our neighbors. I'm praying for, I want everybody to be saved. I want everybody to make it to heaven. But hear me. Here's what we've got confused in the postmodern generation. We thought that the church had its own sound. We thought that the church was independent. Or this postmodern church has thought that it had its own image to make. And believe me, we need to be excellent. But hear me, the church's identity has never been found in itself. Oh, I wish somebody would hear that right now. Our identity has never been found in itself. The church is the body of another. I don't care what your mama told you. I don't care what your daddy told you. We didn't make this thing on our own. We are the body of another. The church's sound from its conception has been from the connection to a higher power. The church was formed from Christ, just like Eve was formed from Adam. You can't have God without his body, and you can't have church without God. See, I'm not here because of my own accord. You probably got a testimony just the same. If it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for God's grace, if he hadn't stepped in and brought me out, if he hadn't brought me out of the miry clay, I'm nothing on my own. But because of God, we have a sound. I remember hearing stories, Brother Linder. I remember hearing stories of Azusa Street back in the day when they'd have church and everybody was speaking in tongues and Holy Spirit was moving, God's presence was moving. And you could cut it with a knife, it was so thick. In fact, in the papers, they wrote about the fact that there were people actually climbing in the windows at Azusa Street just to get in touch with this sound. There were people receiving the Holy Ghost at the doors because they couldn't fit in the sanctuary. That's the kind of sound I'm talking about today. We may have experienced a certain level, but I'm telling you what, God's calling us. He wants to reach this community. He wants to reach this city. He wants to reach this world. And I got to tell you, it's not going to happen because of you or because of me. It's going to be happen because we're connected to a higher power. And if they can feel that, lives can be changed. What is the sound of the church, Brother Trimble? What is that sound? I'm glad you asked. Acts chapter 2, 1 and 2. It says, when the day of Pentecost, everybody say Pentecost, had fully come, they were all with one accord. Everybody say one accord in one place. And suddenly, everybody say suddenly, there came a sound. From where? From heaven. Our sound is not our own. Can I tell you why you feel what you feel here today? It's because our sound is not our own. It's a sound from heaven. And if you really get tuned in, if you really get connected in the service today, you can become a part of that sound. You can become a part of that sound. I wish there would be somebody in this house today that would say, I want to be, I've never been connected to that sound before, but I want to be connected to it today. I'm believing that God has placed a sound from heaven in the church, and I want to be a part of that sound. Rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I wonder if you would stand all over this place. Here's how I'd like to end this today. This may be a little unconventional, but we want to put this sound into practice. Ooh, Holy Ghost. There's not going to be any question by the time we leave this place what the church sounds like. There's not going to be any question who we are, what the question is. We're just going to give the sound of the church that comes from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Anybody want to sound like the church today? So here's the question. Are you going to contribute to that sound? Are you going to contribute to that sound? Do you want to be a part of that sound? Can I tell you, it's the best thing you'll ever feel in your life? His presence washing over you, repenting of your sins, feeling free again, being delivered. Oh, I'm telling you, it's the best feeling you'll ever feel. All you got to do today is contribute to that sound. You may not even know the words to say, but you just start saying, Jesus, I love you. You just start saying, Jesus, I worship you. I don't even understand everything, but I know I want to be a part of that sound. I know that I want you to be a part of my life. And you just start lifting up your voice and you saying, Jesus! Oh, that's it. It's rising right now. Anybody want to be a part of that sound? We're just getting ready for the choir that's going to be singing at heaven's gates. We're just getting ready for the sound that's going to happen over there. The sound of heaven, that's what we're a part of. Come on, men, lift up your voice right now. Come on, ladies, lift up your voice right now. All over this place, from the front to the back, don't care about who's beside you, who's around you. You just give God your everything with your voice. Don't clap your hands right now. Just lift up a joyful noise right now. Come on, let the voice of the church be lifted up. Let the sound of the church be raised right now. That's it, gentlemen. Lift up your voice. If you want to start filling this altar, if you want to come to the side and you start walking, whatever you want to do, you need to contribute right now to the sound of the church. Come on right now. Somebody step out in faith. Say, I want to be a part of the sound. I want to be a part of the sound of the church. If you want want to take the hand of another brother, if you want to take the hand of another sister, right now we're just practicing the sound of the church, the sound of heaven. Come on, that's beautiful. Just keep filling in. Just keep filling in. Everybody needs to be a part of this sound. Everybody needs to contribute today. I want to be a part of the sound of heaven. Yes! Yes! Come on, some of you are going to start speaking in tongues right now. Let the Lord speak through you right now. Let the sound of the church rise up. Come on, you feel it rising in this house. Faith is rising in this house. Faith is rising in this house. Lift up your voice, gentlemen. Lift up a battle cry before the Lord. Men, you need to start claiming things in your family. Start claiming things in this city. Start claiming the victory in your home. That's the sound of the church. If this is your first time here, just begin to lift your voice. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, that's it, that's it, that's it. Lift up that sound. Lift up that sound. Let heaven hear you. Let hell hear you. If you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, lift up your voice. I've been redeemed. I've been bought with a price. Come on, everybody in this place, I'll contribute right now to that sound. Get your family together. Get your students, your children together. Let's all be a part of this sound today. I don't want anybody left out. I don't want anybody left out of this sound today. I want to be a part of the sound of heaven.